This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hillsboro in the home white uniforms tonight, trimmed out in the orange with the orange numerals, toppers in orange lettering across the front. Carthendale in the road blue uniforms, trimmed out in the red and the white. Carthendale in red lettering across the front with white numerals. It is Staten to jump for Carthendale, Harston to jump for Hillsboro. And here we go. We are underway, and that jump ball controlled by Harston, picked up on the sideline by Hooley, and Hillsboro will get it to start. And an immediate turnover as they tried to feed the post, and Carthendale comes up with the turnover. In the right corner, dribble drive. Oh, nice bounce pass to Deneve. Off the window, it's good. Give the assist to Gracie Reels, and Carthendale strikes first. For the toppers, they will be coming into the front court. Tester on the block. Out front it goes to Reynolds. Reynolds feeds the post down, and Harston goes up strong and draws the foul. Well, good job by Nakia Harston. And that will be the strength of the Hillsboro team this year. Last year, of course, they were so guard-oriented, but with Tester and Harston back, they will be an interior-first team here in 2019-2020. Free throw for Harston is good. The foul went on Jill Staten, her first. This to tie the game at two. Harston's toss good. Nakia Harston and Claire Tester, they played big, important minutes for Hillsboro last year in their run to the state tournament. They will be front and center this year for Hillsboro. Here's Corin Stewart. Bad bounce pass off the baseline, turned over. Quick outlet for the toppers to Major. Haley rejected by Gracie Reels, picked up off the floor by Jill Staten, and then a block on the toppers. You're not going to find a better athlete than Gracie Reels. She is flat out an athlete. 7:02 for the opening quarter. The foul went on Hooley for Hillsboro. Stewart brings it across the timeline, the 5'7 senior with the left-hand bounce in front of the stage. Oh, gets past Reynolds in the blow by left hand, finishes off the window and good for Corin Stewart. Beautiful hesitation bounce there on the left wing, and she turned the corner and got the bucket. 4-2 Carthendale, 6:40 for the opening quarter. Tester works to the right elbow. She's cut off. Needs some help. She picked up her dribble, leaves it off for Haley Major, 5'8 junior. Talk about good athletes. Haley Major goes into that conversation. On the attack, Hooley spinning and drawing the foul. It'll be the second team foul on Carthendale. They're going to get Stewart with the personal. Your officials tonight, Kurt Libra, Josh Gringenball, and Molly Page. Out front with Hooley. Feeds the right block to Tester. She draws a crowd. Claire forces it up, missed it. Tipped by Harston and picked up underneath by Carthendale and Elise Baker. Good rebound in traffic. Outlet to Gracie Reels. Here comes Gracie. Crosses over in the paint, and what do we have? No signal yet. It's a block. Third team foul on Hillsboro. Now was bang, bang. 6:11 for the opening quarter. Now fouls on the floor. Baseline out of bounds for Carthendale. A foul on Emily Reynolds, her first. Baseline trigger, and it goes to Baker. Off to Staten, right wing. Here's Stewart, the inbounder, corner pocket three. Yes, Corin Stewart buries the three ball out of the left pocket, and it's 7-2 Carthendale. Five for Stewart in the opening 2 minutes. Here's Reynolds, leaves it off for Haley Major. Haley wears the black headband. All, well, I shouldn't say all. Four of the toppers wearing the black knee braces as Harston puts it up and in off the right block. She has all four topper points. Nakia not wearing the knee sleeves here tonight. She's got the high black socks working. Out front with Staten on the right wing. Good student section for Hillsboro in attendance tonight. Staten attacks, draws the foul. Count it for Jill Staten, and she's got a free throw coming. Well, she did a nice job to take her time there. She didn't get in a rush with the defenders around her in the paint, and she'll get a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. She had such a fantastic freshman season. Carthendale expecting big things from Jill Staten here in her sophomore campaign. The foul on Hooley is Shelby's second. Free throw for Staten is good, and she does complete the old-fashioned three-point play. So Hooley out. Lane Rupert checks in, 5'7", freshman. on the right wing with Reynolds into the triple threat position. Leaves it for Rupert. Back to Reynolds. Top of the key. Emily for three. Missed it all. Rebound, though, to Tester. She was right underneath, but then she stepped on the baseline. Second turnover on the Toppers. 5:06 for the opening quarter. Good start for Carletonville here on the road. They lead Hillsborough 10-4. Toppers have won 10 consecutive conference games in the regular season. Of course, they lost to Southwestern in the postseason 2 years ago, then avenged that loss in the regional final last year. And moving screen on the Cavaliers. That'll be their third team foul to go down as their second turnover. As that time, Haley Wills, who's checked in, just didn't get set on that screen. Wills replaced Elise Baker at that last dead ball for Carletonville. Aaron Seals at the table now for the Cavs, set to check in at the next whistle. Up top with Claire Tester. Claire, dribble drive, cut off. Leaves it for Reynolds. 18-footer off the baseline. Hit the front rim, bounced high and down for Emily Reynolds. A good soft touch there. And it's 10-6 Carletonville, 4.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Man-to-man defense for the Toppers as Stewart had it jarred loose, picks it back up. Now she turns the corner all the way to the rim, contested by Harston, missed by Stewart, and now we have a jump ball. And the arrow, let's see, the possession arrow not operational over at the table, and we're getting a signal it is Carletonville ball. Aaron Seal will check in, Corin Stewart out for the Cavaliers. Jill Staten off the left baseline. We'll get it in, left wing to Aaron Seal, right in the game, fires the three, in and out, no good. Rebound down to Harston for the Toppers, and she's fouled on her outlet pass. They'll get Staten, and that's going to be Jill's second. She got caught with her hand in that cookie jar right there. That'll get Stewart right off the bench. She had about enough time to get a quick drink of water, and right back in she comes to replace Staten, who has those two personals. 4:10 opening quarter, 10-6 Carletonville leads. South Central action here on your Thursday. Rupert bounced it off her foot, able to corral it on the right sideline. Now her pass almost stolen, but it was tipped right to Reynolds and kicked out by Carletonville. And it'll stay with the Toppers, 3:57 for quarter number one. Toppers stack everybody right side of the lane, and it goes to Harston. She'll rise up and hit on the release, and free throws for Nakia Harston. They will get Haley Wills. That's going to be Haley's second in a short amount of time here tonight. Darren Deneve standing hands on hip over there in front of the Carletonville bench. Brett Teakin up off his seat, pacing back and forth. Harston's free throw is short. Nakia now 2 of 3 at the foul line. Macy Blankenship will check in for the Toppers. She'll replace Emily Reynolds. Blankenship and Reynolds both got minutes on that team a year ago. Harston's free throw is good. Nakia gets 1 out of 2. She's 3 of 4 for the game from the line. Has 5 with the Toppers 7. Carletonville leads by 3. 3:50 for the opening quarter. Stewart on the right wing. Corin to the right elbow, cut off there. Leaves it on the left wing for Gracie Reels. Good job by Major to move her feet. Here's Seal for three. Missed it all. And on the rebound, a push. I think they're going to get Blankenship for Macy. That'll be her first. Team's fourth. Corin Stewart will be the trigger man on the baseline. A Cavi at each corner of the lane. Corin. Looking. Oh, they lost sight of Reels all alone off the right block. It's good for Gracie Reels. She came all the way around from the left elbow to the right block, and the Toppers just lost her. 12-7 Carletonville. Now Rupert loses the basketball. Third Hillsborough turnover. Here comes Aaron Seal. Gets around the defender. Her bounce pass kicked out of there by Claire Tester. And another baseline out of bounds for the Cavies. Elise Baker at the table checking in for Carletonville. She will replace Sarah Deneve. Senior-laden club for Carletonville here this year. Stewart to trigger. Needs to get it in. Bounce pass to Baker off the left block. Elise left it a little short. Good contestant there by Haley Major. Now Stewart steps in and steals the outlet pass right away from Rupert. And now she attacks and draws the foul. There wasn't much Rupert could do there. The pass to her was ill-advised by Tester. Easy steal for Stewart. Rupert whistled for the foul, her first, team's fifth. Corrin at the line. She has 5 points here in the opening quarter. First free throw of the night for Carr. Then Neville off the back rim, too strong. 3:09 for the opening quarter. 12-7, Cavies lead. The lefty's toss is good. Lefties don't miss two in a row. That's just the way it works. 13-7, Carthenville leads. 3 minutes for the opening quarter. On the attack, Rupert. Bounce pass to Tester. Claire Tester back to Rupert. Open for three. Yes. Laney Rupert buries the triple. And that gets Hillsborough to within three, 13-10, 2:50 for the opening quarter. That was a nice skip pass that time from Tester. Stewart into the left corner, out to Gracie Reels, right side of the key to Aaron Seal. Aaron gets to the foul line, now Reels. She's open for three. The high arcer, no. Long rebound out to Stewart at the foul line. And Corrin to the left block, bounce pass. Baker rejected by Harston. Here come the toppers. Haley Major. Going to throw down to Harson underneath off the window. Missed it. She was almost under the backboard a little bit too far. Tough angle. And the rebound down to Carthenville. Now Harson with a reach-in. That was a frustration foul for Nakia that time. She got the block, ran the floor, got the pass, but her momentum took her right underneath the backboard, and she was unable to get it up and in. Sixth team foul on Hillsborough. 2:15 for the opening quarter. So we're going to have a lot of free throws in the second quarter with 16 fouls on Hillsborough and 5 already on Carthenville. Stewart working left side, being checked there by Rupert. Top of the key to Seal. Carthenville in a little bit of a high stack here. Reels, dribble drive, baseline, stripped on the way up. Harston picks it up off the floor, third. Carthenville turnover. Harston leaves it for Rupert. Top of the key to Tester. Back to Rupert. Nice ball fake. Going to rise from the right elbow. Almost banked it in. Rebound belongs to Harston. Nakia. Power dribble. Kicks out. Rupert. Foul line. Blocked by Stewart. Never saw Stewart did Rupert. And now we've got a reach-in foul going on the toppers. That's their seventh team foul. So we'll walk to the other end for free throws with 97 seconds to play in the first quarter. Emily Reynolds checks back in for Claire Tester. They got that last foul on Macy Blankenship. That's her second. Maddie Rupert on the floor for Hillsborough, the 5'6 junior. She just checked in for the toppers. Haley Wills at the free throw line. 5'10 senior. One in bonus. Toss is off the heel, too strong. Rebound to Harson, and she was able to outjump Baker that time. Hillsborough can tie with a three. Nanny Rupert to Maddie Rupert. Lobs it down to Harson. Tough catch and all sorts of traffic. Now she'll kick out to Maddie. Rupert tried to cross over. Had it jarred loose by Stewart. Now Rupert's going to be trapped on the sideline. And we've got a whistle and foul on Carthenville. That's the sixth team foul on the Cavies. They will get Aaron Seal with her first. Sarah Deneve back on the floor for the Cavaliers as Haley Wills will take a seat. Sideline trigger midcourt. Lane Rupert gets it into Maddie Rupert. Maddie, left wing to Emily Reynolds. Top of the key, off to Maddie. Nice ball fake. Tries baseline and missed it. Nice move, just couldn't finish. And then Sarah Deneve gets the rebound and stepped on the baseline. Fourth Carthenville turnover. Gives it back to Hillsborough with 64 seconds for quarter number one. Topper stack everybody. Right side of the paint. Rupert Lane going to lob up to Harston at the foul line. Nakia puts it on the floor, draws a crowd. Bounce pass, bad bounce pass through behind Reynolds. Picked up off the floor by the Cavaliers. Now we got bodies all over the place as Deneve and Maddie Rupert got tangled up. And the foul will go on Maddie Rupert with the block. Eighth team foul already on Hillsborough. That has Brett Deacon kind of rubbing his jaw and crossing his arms. That's a lot of fouls in the first 7 minutes. Sarah Deneve at the free throw line. Actually, check that. That's Gracie Reels at the free throw line, and she missed the toss. 50 seconds, first quarter. 3-point lead for Carthenville. Lane Rupert, top of the key. On the right wing to Maddie Rupert. Left wing Back to Lane. She dribble drives left side. Missed it too strong. Rebound is off of Sarah Deneve. And it'll belong to Hillsborough. No, check that. Off of Nakia Harston, it will belong to Carletonville. See if Carletonville wants to hold for the final shot. This is a lot of time to work off as we approach the half-minute mark. Stewart, dribble handoff to Aaron Seal. Now a dribble handoff up front with Lily Reels. Lily hands it off to Sarah Deneve. Bounce pass to Aaron Seal. Took her right out of bounds. She saved it, but picked up by Maddie Rupert and the Toppers. Here they come with 15 seconds for the quarter. Lane Rupert on the right wing. Up top to Maddie. 10 seconds for the quarter. Man-to-man defense for Carletonville. Skip pass. Blankenship long. Two in and out. No good. Rebound down to Seal. Cavaliers have time with three to midcourt. Seal, she traveled. Sixth turnover on Carletonville. She picked up her dribble. There was a defender in front of her, and she just kind of got her feet all crossed up. 1.2 seconds for the opening quarter. Toppers will have it in the backcourt on the sideline. Maddie Rupert going to have her pass tipped. Finds its way to Harston. She doesn't get it off in time. After one quarter here in South Central Conference girls action, it is Carletonville 13, Hillsborough 10. We're back with the second quarter following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Hillsborough High School. Carletonville leading the Toppers 13-10. After one quarter, Hillsborough gets it to start. I think Emily Reynolds just got away with a double dribble out front. She thought she was going to get called for it. Had a surprised look on her face when the whistle didn't come. Down the left block to Tesser, deflected away by Reels. Carletonville did a good job in that first quarter of really keeping Hillsborough off the blocks. Tesser and Harston posting hard, trying to get that basketball down on the block. Here's a three ball left short by Reynolds. Good block out by Baker on the long rebound. Into the hands of Aaron Seal. Leaves it for Stewart. Korn on the baseline rises up way too strong in the rebound down to the Toppers. And Emily Reynolds leaves it off for Haley Major. Haley comes into the front court with the right-hand dribble being checked out there by Aaron Seal. Into the hands of Vanessa Compton, who checked in at the quarter break, the 5'6 junior. Here's Tester, finds Compton. Vanessa on the attack, lost the handle, gets it to Harston. Nakia rises up from outside the paint, was expecting contact, didn't come, and airmailed it. 13-10 Cavies, 6:50 for the first half. Gracie Reels open for three. Around and out, no good. Rebound to Baker. Her follow, around and out, no good. And the rebound down to Claire Tester. Hillsborough clears. Here comes Compton with the left-hand bounce into the front court. Soft bounce pass finds its way to Reynolds in the left corner. Back to Compton. Feeds the post down to Harston. Good job by Sarah Deneed to deflect that out near midcourt. Harston has to track it down there. Haley Major way out on the right wing. Top of the key to Tester. Throw it down to Harston high low and threw it out of bounds. That's all because of the Carletonville defense right there, making it very tough on Hillsborough on those post-entry passes. Jill Staten returns for Carletonville. Aaron Seal will take a seat, and Darren Deneve wants a timeout. 6:16 for the first half. Carletonville leading Hillsborough 13-10. We'll come back to Hillsborough following these messages on WSMI. Following the Carletonville timeout, Cavies bring the ball into the front court. Stewart will fire for a three too strong with the rebound down to Jill Staten. Underneath the hoop she goes into the left corner. Tries to go back on that baseline, cut off there by Tester. Good job by Claire to move her feet and cut off Staten. Pass all the way across the floor, eventually picked up by Reels. Bounce pass is deflected out by Tester, and it will stay with Carletonville. Macy Blankenship returns for Hillsborough. Nakia Harston will get a much-deserved breather. 5:42 first half. 13-10. That was our score after one. Cavies with the lead and the ball. Here's Stewart on the left wing. Drives the baseline. Cut off there nicely by Blankenship. Leaves it out for Deneve. Cavaliers swing it right side with Jill Staten. Jill rises up from the elbow. Missed it all. Rebound saved by Deneve, but right to Haley Major. Good job by the Cavaliers to get back defensively. They slow Major up, and the Toppers will set up the half court. Reynolds feeds the block down to Blankenship, out to Major. Here's Compton, 4-3. Too strong, and the rebound down to Elise Baker. Good job by Baker on that rebound there, working against Tester and Blankenship. And a reach-in foul on that rebound goes on Hillsborough, their ninth team foul. One in bonus for Carletonville, the next foul, and it's two free throws the rest of the half. Harston back in. Blankenship will sit. Compton also out as Shelby Hooley returns. At the free throw line, Elise Baker. Carlin, though, was 2 of 5 from the foul line in the first quarter as Baker's toss is off the mark. Hillsborough went 4 of 5 from the free throw line, or I should say Nakia Harston went 4 of 5 from the free throw line. The pass to her on the high post is too tall, turned over. Here comes Gracie Reels down the left side, and she missed the layup. A good late contestant there by Hooley. Ball's deflected out by Deneve. It'll stay with Hillsborough. Great hustle by Shelby Hooley. She never gave up on the play and tracked Reels down right at the rim and forced the miss. Across the timeline comes Hooley on the left wing now with Reynolds. That pass is deflected and stolen by Staten. Jill across the lane. Stewart layup. She missed it. Good contestant there by Blankenship. Bodies all over the floor as Deneve and Hooley both hit the deck, and Major brings it out. Haley down the left side. Her layup is no good. Rebound to Reynolds. Crawls over the rim for Emily Reynolds. She has 4. A 1-point lead for Carlton DeVille, and now Brett Teakin wants a timeout. 4:24, fourth quarter number 2. Carlton DeVille leading Hillsborough 13-12. Back to Toppertown into 40 seconds. Following the Topper timeout, Cavies have the ball. A 1-point lead as we approach the midway point of the second quarter. Reels passes. Volleyball blocked by Haley Major, but it goes right to the Cavaliers, and they're able to reset. Toppers have picked up their intensity here a little bit. Aaron Seal, little ball fake. Reels, 17-footer short, and the rebound down to Carthenville. Aaron Seal out to Reels. Gracie for 3, missed it too strong, and the rebound to Hillsborough ripped away by Aaron Seal. Now she's going to get tied up on the floor by Hooley, and Hillsborough has it on the arrow. 3:45 for the first half. Elise Baker over on the Carlinville bench has shoes and socks off both feet. Staten into Seal, open for 3. Too strong, missed it. Rebound is going to be tracked down by Harson in the corner, falling out of bounds, saves it to Tester. Off to Hooley. Ahead to Lane Rupert. Back to Hooley, 4-3. Yes. Shelby Hooley knocks down the 3, and the Toppers have their first lead of the night, 15-13. 3:20 for the first half. High post to Sarah Deneve. Dangerous pass ripped away by Harston. We're going to get a jump ball as Nakia was first to the floor that time. And on the arrow, the Toppers will have it. So now Hillsborough a 2-point lead and the basketball, 3:15 first half. Boys Hoops tomorrow night, Nokomis at Alton Marquette, 7:30 with the coverage here on FM 106. Of course, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. Skip pass to Reynolds, and she buries the 16-footer off the left side. 17-13 Toppers, 2:50 for the first half. Aaron Seal open for 3. She'll take it. She can't get it. And the rebound knocked out by Hillsborough. It'll stay with Carthenville. Inside of 3 minutes for the first half. Carlinville off to a 4-1 start. Hillsborough 2-3 to begin the year, but those 3 losses, one to CM, one to Rochester, the other to Mount Zion, all at Taylorville in their Thanksgiving tournament. Hooley, nice pass to Reynolds off the window. It's good for Emily. Good finish with the offhand there. That's 8 points for Emily Reynolds and a 6-point lead for the Toppers, their biggest of the night. Aaron Seal on the baseline, leaves for Wills. Oh, nice backdoor to Deneve, and she's fouled. Beautiful find that time from Haley Wills. And Sarah Deneve will have a pair of free throws. And that's the 10th team foul on the Toppers. 2 free throws the rest of the half for Carthenville. The foul on Claire Tester, her first. First free throw for Deneve is short. Sarah has 2 points on the night. Carlinville just 2 of 7 from the foul line. Second free throw is good. Deneve gets 1 out of 2. 19-14 Toppers. 2:20 first half. Reynolds way out on the left wing. Checked by Wills and the Cavalier man-to-man. Reynolds drives baseline. A wild wraparound pass goes right out of bounds for the 10th Hillsborough turnover. Reynolds was looking for Harston on the right block, but Nakia was well covered there. 2:05 first half. 5-point lead for Hillsboro. Topper's now sitting back in the zone, dealing with that foul trouble. Aaron Seal in the left corner. Slip pass, Wills, baseline, rises up and knocks it down. Haley Wills has her first bucket, and the lead is down to 3. 19-16, Hillsboro in front with the ball. 1:45 for the first half. Tester on the right wing, leaves for Lane Rupert. Rupert up top to Tester. Claire works left side off a ball screen from Harston. Now she picks up the dribble, needs some help. Back toward a Rupert. I don't know how that ball got through, but Laney finished with the left hand. 5 for Rupert. Off the nice find from Tester. 85 seconds for the first half. 21-16. Toppers lead. Carletonville has the ball. 1-2-2 zone for Hillsboro. I wonder where Brett Teakin learned that. And Carletonville turns it over as that pass just kind of scootered away from Aaron Seal. Took a quick bounce off the floor, kind of skipped up on her. And out of bounds it goes for turnover number 7 against the Cavvies. 1:15, first half. A 5-point lead for the Toppers. They have the basketball. Hooley into the front court, and she's fouled by Stewart. Corrin's second, Carletonville's 7th, and that puts them over the limit. Stewart just got a little too close with that ball pressure. That'll send Hooley to the free throw line, the 5'6 senior. Did not play basketball last year. Out for her senior year. 21-16, Hillsboro leading, 71 seconds for the first half. Free throw for Hooley, banked it in. Why not? Counts just the same. 4 points now for Hooley. Lots of fouls on both sides here in the first half. Hillsboro has been whistled for 10, Carletonville now for 7. Toss is good for Hooley. Didn't need the backboard that time. 23-16, Hillsboro leads, clock running 65 seconds for the first half. Out front with Reels. Into the hands of Stewart. Off it goes to Aaron Seal. Seal down in the left block to Deneed. Drop step, missed it. Might have been partially deflected by Tester. Now Claire out front will leave it for Hooley. 45 seconds for the first half. Down on the right block, Harson, nice drop step, and she's fouled, and she'll have free throws. We'll have the Shelter Insurance halftime show coming up at the break. As that foul went on Sarah Deneve, her first, team's 8th. 2 free throws for Harston. Toss rattles home. John Blank will also be sponsoring halftime for us at the T-Tote Shootout next Saturday. Make a layup, a free throw, a three-pointer, a half-court shot. You do that in 30 seconds, he's going to give you $500. That is quite the opportunity. That will be at halftime of all 8 games next Saturday, the 14th, at the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer at Lincolnwood. Hurston's second free throw rattles out. We'll see both of these girls' teams at the shootout next week. Carletonville will be playing Pawnee. Hillsboro will be playing Lincolnwood. Those will be the first 2 games of the day, starting at 9:30. Half a minute for the first half, 24-16. Hillsboro leading, Carletonville has the ball. That bounce pass goes all the way out to midcourt. Deneve tracks it down there with 15. Bounce pass, dangerous pass, deflected, but goes right to Stewart. Layup is good. I don't know how that ball found its way to Corin Stewart, but it did, and she capitalized. Here come the Toppers quickly down to Harston. That was a great pass from midcourt all the way down to the right block. Harston draws the foul with just 5.3 seconds for the first half, and she'll have a couple of free throws. I think they called that on the floor. They did, so it'll be 1 in bonus. The foul on Sarah Deneve, her 2nd. Harston at the free throw line where she has 6 points tonight. Toss is good. Nakia is now 6 out of 8 at the free throw line. A 7-point lead for the Toppers, 25-18. They trailed by 3 coming into the quarter. 2nd free throw is good. 5 seconds, enough time for Carletonville. Staten with 3 to midcourt, checks the clock with 2. She's going to fire it. Volleyball spike line. Good if it goes. It will not. And at the half, it is the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, 26. The Carletonville Cavaliers, 18. Back to Hillsboro with your halftime following these messages on WSMI. Welcome back inside Hillsboro High School. And last time I was here for a girls basketball game, there were people hanging from the rafters and people getting turned away at the door. Of course, that was that sectional final between Hillsboro and Greenville a year ago. You couldn't have jammed another human being into this gym that night. Got a good crowd here tonight, but not nearly that size of crowd as that is to be expected. You know, you're talking about a Thursday night in early December opposed to a sectional final in late February. And for the Toppers here tonight, a nice second quarter to rebound and take the lead after they trailed 13-10 after one. They now lead 26-18 as they come back on the floor. The Cavaliers have yet to emerge from their locker room. More hoops for you tomorrow night. Boys action, a good matchup. Nokomis will be at Alton Marquette. Live coverage tomorrow night, 7:30 here on FM 106, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. Next Monday, we will have Carthen Deville at North Mac and girls basketball live at 7:30 on FM 106. And then our first doubleheader of the year coming up on Tuesday. It'll be a boys doubleheader with Lincolnwood right here at Hillsboro. That's live at 7:30. And then Carthen Deville will be at North Mac and boys action on Tuesday night. That broadcast around 9. All the action on FM 106, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. Saturday, we will be a week away from the second annual T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer. It's at Terry's alma mater, Lincolnwood, this year. Looking forward to this very much. We got eight games for you starting at 9:30. Lincolnwood Hillsboro girls, Carthen Deville Pawnee girls at 11. And then boys action at 12:30, Carthen Deville against Carrollton. At 2 o'clock, Gillespie faces North Mac. At 3:30, Nokomis against Southwestern. At 5 o'clock, Lincolnwood will take on Litchfield. Then girls basketball at 6:30 for you from the T-Toad Shootout has Rochester against Pleasant Plains. What a matchup that is. And at 8 o'clock, we will wrap it up with a boys game between Hillsboro and New Berlin. It will be a wonderful day of basketball. The proceeds go to the Montgomery County Cancer Association. There will be a silent auction with the proceeds going to the MCCA. And at halftime of all eight games, John Blank of Shelter Insurance will have an opportunity for somebody to win $500. You make a layup, a free throw, a three-pointer, and a half-court shot. You do it in 30 seconds, and John's going to give you $500. That will be at halftime of all eight games, Saturday, December the 14th, the second annual T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer at Lincolnwood. Next year, the third annual T-Toad Shootout will be here at Hillsboro. So we are very appreciative of all the sponsors of the T-Toad Shootout, the teams involved, of course, the MCCA, and all the fans who come out and support a great event for a great, great man. The second annual T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer, Saturday, December the 14th at Lincolnwood. We are set to go for the start of the second half. Cavaliers will get the basketball trailing by 8. And it goes to Gracie Reels. Off to Jill Staten. In the right corner. Now back to Staten. Reels in the left corner to Sarah Deneve. Sarah high above her head and surveys. Finds Corin Stewart. Back to Deneve. Top of the key to Reels. Gracie Reels has her pass tipped and stolen by Haley Major. And then Haley is fouled as she heads up the floor. They're going to get Gracie Reels on the personal. First foul. 23 seconds into the second half. After we had a foul fest in the first half. Toppers have on the floor Hooley, Major, Tester, Harston, and Reynolds. Down to Nakaya. Tough catch in traffic, and she's fouled. Second team foul. They're going to get the third personal on Sarah Deneve. She's on the floor with Jill Staten, Gracie Reels, Corin Stewart, and Elise Baker. See if Deneve stays on the floor with those three fouls. She will for now. Baseline out of bounds, Emily Reynolds. Looking. Needs to get it in, and she will lob it out to Shelby Hooley. On the left wing with Tester. In the corner, Reynolds passes deflected, but it goes right to Tester. Claire attacks off the window straight on. It's good for Claire Tester, her first bucket tonight. That ball was swatted away by the Carthenville defender, but it went right to Tester on the left wing, who drove, attacked, and got the bucket. In the left corner with Sarah Deneve. Out top with Gracie Reels. Into the hands of Staten. Jill double teamed at the right elbow. Skip pass to Deneve. Sarah attacks, gets under the rim, and draws the foul. First foul of the half on Hillsboro comes at the 6:55 mark of the third quarter and sends Sarah Deneve to the free throw line. The foul on Nakia Hurston. Board says it will be her first. I had it as her second. Deneve's free throw is good. I'll go with the board. 4 points for Sarah Deneve. Nope, I was right. The board just changed it to two. That doesn't happen often. Deneve's second free throw is good. Sarah gets the pair. She has five, and it's an 8-point lead for Hillsboro. Just a little more than a minute gone by in the second half. Cavaliers showing a little bit of full court pressure. Toppers handle it. Major across the floor to Hooley. Shelby spinning, got caught on the wrong foot, forced it up, missed it. The air ball goes to Reynolds, out to Rupert, 4-3, and she canned it. Haley Major buries the three ball as Hillsboro was fortunate there. Good job by Reynolds to keep that possession alive. Biggest lead of the night for the Toppers at 11, 31-20. High post to Stewart. Almost had it stolen by Harson, rolls it to Rios. Now Staten attacks the baseline. She's fouled on the floor. Second team foul. And it'll be baseline out of bounds for the Cavaliers. Jill Staten will throw it in off the right side. Looking. Safety valve out to Stewart, but it never got there. Stolen by Reynolds. Now Emily Reynolds will wheel around and wait for the reserves. She gets it off to Hooley. Back to Reynolds. Fires the 18-footer. No. Harston picks it up off the floor. Won't go down. Rebound kicked out. Picked up by Reels. Gracie in a hurry the other way. Racing down the left side and draws the foul. Two free throws for Gracie Reels. Third team foul on the Toppers. Lane Rupert to the table. She's going to check in after the first free throw from Gracie Reels. That foul on Shelby Hooley, her third. Reels at the free throw line, 0-for-1 tonight, knocks that down. She has 3 points now. Hooley will sit. Rupert returns. 31-21, Toppers leading, 6:02 for the third quarter. Second free throw for Gracie is good. Hit a lot of the iron and dropped down. Reels now 2-of-3 from the foul line as Carlinville showing full court pressure. Major gets past Staten, and Haley going to be called for the double dribble. She knew it, too. 11th Hillsboro turnover. She got past Staten, then just kind of got the ball caught on her hip ever so slightly, and it caused the double dribble. 31-22, Hillsboro leading. Carlinville has the ball. Staten in the right corner with Corin Stewart. Stewart works her way across the foul line to the left elbow. She's going to pull the trigger, and yes, from 18 feet for Corin Stewart. She's into double figures with 10, the first player on either side to reach the double-digit mark. Here's Harston. Throw ahead to Tester. Claire with the catch blocked from behind by Reels and then deflected off of Haley Major. It'll stay with Carlinville. A 7-point lead for the Toppers. They had it to as much as 11 here in the quarter. Carlinville on a little mini 4-0 run. Staten crosses over as Hillsboro sitting in that zone dealing with this foul trouble. Stewart between the circles leaves it for Gracie Reels on the left wing. Reels puts it on the deck. Bounce pass to Staten. Dribbles into a three. Left it a little bit short. Rebound to Deneve. Blocked and fouled. The fouls are piling up here on Hillsboro. They're going to get Hurston. That's her third. Teague scratches his head as he paces back and forth in front of the Topper bench. Free throw for Deneve. Good. Sarah with 6 points. She's 3-of-3 from the foul line here in the quarter. 4-of-5 for the game. Toss. That one is short. Tried to crawl over the rim but wouldn't do it. Rebound down to Hurston. 5 minutes for the third quarter. Major on the blow by. Left-hand layup is good for Haley Major. Nice dribble drive for Haley. She has five. 33-25. Toppers lead. Carlinville has the ball. Gracie Reels gets in the paint. Kicks to Stewart. Open for three. Around and out. No good. Rebound. Baker blocked. Picked up by Major. Haley into the front court on the right wing. Good job by Staten to get back. Now Jill jars the ball loose, and it'll be out of bounds to stay with the Toppers. Tenacious there was Jill Staten. Aaron Seal and Haley Wills checking in for the Cavies. Baker and Staten coming out. Sideline trigger for Hillsborough in front of their own bench. In the right corner to Major. Top of the key to Reynolds. They swing it right wing to Rupert. Looking for Harson on the block. Deflected out. And it's going to be off of Hillsborough. Last touch by Harston. Carlton DeVille ball. Turnover number 12 on the Toppers. 4 minutes, 20 seconds to play. Third quarter. A 33-25 Hillsborough lead. Here's Stewart in the right corner. Bounce pass to the elbow to Deneve. Right back to Stewart. Open. 4-3. Missed it way too strong. Saved by Reels, but it goes right out of bounds, and it will belong to Hillsborough. Macy Blankenship checking in for Hillsborough. Harston will get a breather. Harston and Blankenship both have 3 fouls. Hooley has 3 fouls as well. Tester has trouble with it in the backcourt, and she's going to be called for the double dribble. 13th Hillsborough turnover. Carlinville has shown a little bit of that pressure here in the second half. Halfway through quarter number 3, 33-25. Toppers lead. Cavies have the ball. Staten back in the ball game, crossing over, and now she traveled. She lost the handle of that basketball and took a little extra half step before she got it away to her teammate. Full court pressure from the Cavies. Sideline trigger for the Toppers, and they were having trouble getting in, and Brett Teakin wants a timeout. 3:53 for the third quarter. Hillsborough leading Carlton DeVille 33-25. We'll come back to Hillsborough High School following these messages on WUSMI. Following the timeout, the Toppers break the full court pressure. Major finds Tester, who buries it off the left wing from about 15 feet. Claire's second field goal. She has 4 points, and the lead is back to 10 for the Toppers. 35-25, 3.5 for the third quarter. Stewart on the dribble drive, kicks to Staten. Corner three, way too strong, missed it all, and the rebound down to Major. She's in a hurry the other way. Haley down to Lane. Rupert off the window. She missed it. Rebound to Blankenship. She lost it. And Wills first to the floor. She's going to get the tie-up. And on the arrow, Carlton DeVille has it. Great hustle from the 5'10 senior, Haley Wills. A lot of times, the first player to the floor will get rewarded. Oh, wait a minute. The officials pointed the wrong way. There was arrow confusion. So it'll be Hillsborough ball. So the hustle of Wills doesn't get the Cavies the ball this time. But on the alternate possession, they'll get the next tie-up. Major, long bounce pass, stolen by Rios. What a play by Gracie Rios. It looked like Tester was wide open. Gracie Rios said, I think not. Now she picks up her dribble, long skip pass to Stewart. Down in the block to Will. She's double-teamed, kicks back out. Corrin, 4-3, missed it. And on the rebound, they're going to get Haley Wills with a push in the back. That'll be her third, team's third of the half. 2:59 for quarter number 3. Elise Baker back into the ballgame for Carlton DeVille. She'll replace Haley Wills. Don't know what Elise had going on earlier in the ballgame, but she had both of her shoes and both of her socks off over on the Carlton DeVille bench. She's not limping. Not sure. 2:50 for the quarter. Down to Reynolds. Left hand finish. Oh, it rolled out. And it's last touch, though, by Carlton DeVille, and Hillsborough will maintain. The only thing I can think of is sometimes, you know, your socks just aren't real comfortable and they require an adjustment. That might have been what was going on with Elise. Here's Rupert on the attack. Oh, nice bounce pass to Macy Blankenship. First field goal for Macy off the beautiful find from Lane Rupert. That was beautiful. 2.5 minutes for the third quarter. Andy Rupert's giving him some nice minutes, the 5'7 freshman. Here's a 3 for Real. She was a foot behind the line, missed it. Rebound to Elise Baker. Kicks out to Staten. Jill tripped up on the way to the rim, and she's going to be called for traveling. 11th turnover on Carlinville. Darren Deneve is perplexed over there. That was right in front of him. Feet got tangled. Staten hit the floor and called for steps. Full court pressure from Carlinville. Tester handling in the backcourt, gets it off to Laney Rupert. Tried the bounce pass again to Blankenship. Kicked out of there this time by Carlton DeVille. And it will belong to Hillsborough on the baseline. 2:08 to play third quarter. 37-25 Toppers. They trailed 13-10 after one. Into Tester. Claire rises up. Soft touch, yes, for Claire Tester. Six all in the quarter for Claire. 39-25 Hillsborough. Their biggest lead of the night at 14. Carlinville had it down to 7 with the ball in this quarter. Now it's swelled to 14. Down to Reels. Nice up under step through good for Gracie Reels. She has 6. 39-27 Toppers. 100 seconds, third quarter. Out front with Laney Rupert. Rupert. Backdoor pass to Maddie Rupert. That pass is tipped around, and it will stay with Hillsborough. Sarah Deneve back in for Carlinville. Elise Baker heading out. 91 seconds for quarter number three. A 12-point lead for the Toppers. They have the basketball. Emily Reynolds out between the circles. That pass tipped by Stewart but found its way to Laney Rupert. Rupert guarded by Staten, deflected away by Jill, and it'll stay with Hillsborough. Boy, if Staten's guarding you, you better be strong with the basketball. Quick feet, quick hands, and she's aggressive. 80 seconds for the third. 39-27, Toppers lead. Rupert on the right wing. Up top to Macy Blankenship. Man-to-man for Carlinville. Oh, nice ball fake for Reynolds. Goes with the left hand, missed it. Gets it back, missed it again. Rebound, Tester. Pump fake, left hand, yes. Claire Tester with 8. She is good with either hand around the rim. 41-27. Final minute, third quarter. Toppers leading. Carlinville has the ball. Hillsborough still in that zone piece, trying to combat these fouls. Here's Reels. Bounce pass finds its way to Erin Seal. She drives underneath the hoop, kicks to Stewart. Corner three, missed it too strong. Carlinville cannot get a perimeter shot to fall after the first quarter. Now we get a tie-up. Multiple bodies on the floor from both teams, and Carlinville has it on the arrow. 38.7 seconds for the third quarter. Elise Baker back to the table. She will check in, replacing Erin Seal. Baseline out of bounds for Carlinville. Hillsborough leads 41-27. Stewart looking. Gets it in. Wide open Baker on the left block. Puts it up and in. Elise Baker's first field goal as the Toppers lost sight of Elise. Of course, she's a elite trap shooter. She was in a national competition last year. Actually, it would have been calendar year this year. I think it was February out in Arizona. Now a turnover and now a foul on the Toppers. So you commit the turnover, then you commit the foul. They'll get Tester on the foul, her second, team's fifth. I think the message for Brett Tinkin to his team after this game will be quite clear. Ladies, you gotta play defense without fouling. Way too many fouls from the Toppers here tonight. They lead the ball game though, 41-29. Carlinville can hold for the final shot. 5 seconds for the quarter. Staten in the corner, Reels for three, missed it. And the rebound is out of bounds off of the Toppers, and the Carlinville Cavaliers will have it on the baseline, 0.4 of a second. So you've got time to catch and shoot. You don't have time for anything else. No pump fakes, no dribbles. They will lob to Baker at the buzzer. No. After three quarters, Hillsborough leads Carlinville 41-29. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Hillsborough wins the third quarter 15-11. They lead the game 41-29. Toppers get the basketball to start the third quarter. Balanced scoring for Hillsborough tonight. 8 points for Claire Tester, Nakia Harston, and Emily Reynolds. 5 points for Laney Rupert and Haley Major. 2 points for Macy Blankenship. On the baseline with Rupert, she was tightroping that baseline, got it away, kicked out of there, and it'll stay with the Toppers. Heads-up play from Laney Rupert that time as the ball was deflected back to her. She stuck her hand out, then pulled it back at the last moment because she was standing out of bounds. It would have been Carlinville ball. Her entry pass is tipped by Reels, goes right to Shelby Hooley, who's back on the floor. Down in the right block to Harston, and Nakia draws the foul. Harston and Tester, they are a problem down in the low block for opponents. A couple of skilled juniors. Claire's at 5'8", Nakia at 5'9". And foul went on Elise Baker, her first. Lainey Rupert on the baseline had trouble, and Jill Staten caught one right in the face. She's checking the nose to make sure there's no blood coming out. Now a blocking foul on the other end. More bodies on the deck. Official Molly Page going to come over and check, make sure Jill Staten's okay. Jill says she's fine. 16 foul on Hillsborough, third personal foul on Emily Reynolds. Gives it back to Carlinville on the baseline. Staten rises up. Yes. Hey, you take one of the chops, you rise up and knock down a jump shot. That's the way it works. Five for Jill Staten. That'll make her nose feel a little bit better for now. 41-31, Toppers lead with the ball. 7:18 for the ball game. Hooley off to Lainey Rupert at the foul line. Kicks to Emily Reynolds. 18-footer around and down for Emily. She's the first Topper to reach double figures. She has 10, 43-31. She shot that with confidence. 7 minutes for the ball game. High post to Elise Baker. Out to Gracie Reel. Spins away from Harston. Here comes Gracie on the tack. Poked away by Nakia. To the floor, Hooley picks it up and turns it over. Baker. Now Stewart for three. Can't get it to go. Offensive rebound, Sarah Deneve. Kicks to Staten. Open for three. Can't get it to go. And the rebound this time picked up by the Toppers. And Rupert was forced out of bounds. I think we're going to get a foul on Carlinville. Yep. Corin Stewart. Her third. Team's fifth. Haley Major checking back in for the Toppers. She will replace Emily Reynolds. Baseline out of bounds. Full court pressure from Carlinville. Harston gets it to Lainey Rupert. She works into the middle of the floor and a reach-in foul on Stewart. That is her fourth. That one was ill-advised. Right in the middle of the floor at midcourt. A reach-in foul for her fourth. She will sit. Aaron Seal, the 5'5 junior, returns for the Cavvies. 43-31, Hillsborough leading. Carlinville got off to a fast start. Led the entire first quarter. Hillsborough has not relinquished the lead since they took it in the second quarter. Here's Lainey Rupert on the right block to Tester. Spins middle, double team, kicks out to Lainey Rupert. Rupert, dribble drive, now Tester. Puts it on the deck. Claire, bounce pass off to Hooley. Return pass to Tester. Middle of the lane, rises up too strong. And then Claire's going to commit the foul. That was a frustration foul for Claire Tester. She shoots that shot at a very high percentage. She was just a little bit strong that time. Some things are just guaranteed. And when you miss a shot that you think you should have made, you usually come back with a foul in very quick order. And that foul actually is going to put Carlinville to the line. Initially, they had the ball in play. Half the players were in the backcourt ready for the ball to be put in. The other half were down at the free throw line waiting for the foul shot. We got her straightened out now. And at the free throw line, Gracie Reels, one and bonus. Pure with that toss. Seven for Reels. It's 43-32 Hillsborough. Cavaliers need to string together some stops if they want to get back in this ball game. Darren Deneve has clipboard in hand. I think if this free throw is good, he's going to call a timeout, and he will. 8 points for Gracie Reels. 6:09 to play. The lead is 10 for Hillsborough, 43-33. We'll come back to Hillsborough High School following these messages on WSMI. After the Carlinville timeout, they will set up full court pressure. Major gets it into Lainey Rupert, right back to Haley. Major up the floor to Harson. She comes across the timeline, picks up the dribble, bounce pass off to Major. Man-to-man defense for Carlinville, and they will pick up the ball pressure here. Into the passing lane goes Aaron Seal. She gets the turnover. Seal, bounce pass to Staten, and a block on Major. Tried to take the charge on Seal. That will put Aaron Seal at the free throw line. Stops the clock, 5:51 to play. Eighth team foul on Hillsborough. Tester out, and Emily Reynolds returns. For Haley Major, on a night when the Toppers are fouling the world, somehow just committed her first personal foul. Got three on Hooley, three on Tester, three on Harston. Free throw for Seal, good. Well, if you're Carlinville, you got to make hay with the clock stop. They are 8 of 14 through 3 quarters from the foul line, so now 9 of 15. 3 points, you got to cash them, and she gets them both. 43-35. Here comes the full court pressure. Harston, dangerous pass near midcourt to Reynolds. Emily comes across the timeline and gets it off to Haley Major. Gracie Rios was coming for the steal there. 5:40 to play. An 8-point lead for Hillsboro. Hooley, way out on the right wing, puts it on the deck, top of the key, keeps the bounce alive. Now she'll attack to the free throw line. Leaves for Haley Major. Major rises up, top of the key, yes. Had her feet on the line, so it's a long two for Major. 7 points for Haley. Back to a 10-point lead for the Toppers. 45-35, 5:15 to play. Seal for three, can't get it to go. Rebound down to Stewart in the left corner. Off to Reels. Gracie for three. No. Follows her shot. Gets it back. Layup, no. Deneve gets the offensive rebound. Put back, won't go. Eventually, Harston tips it around. She hits the deck, lost the ball, and it will stay with Carthenville. The Cavs cannot buy a three-point shot. They hit one in the first quarter and have not made one since. And they've had some good looks, just can't get them to go down. Here's Jill Staten. One dribble pull-up for the baseline, no. And the rebound belongs to Hillsboro. Shelby Hooley. Across the timeline, crosses over on Stewart. A floater from straight on, missed it. Gets it back, and free throws for Shelby Hooley. 4:48 to play in the ballgame. And that will stop the clock and send Shelby Hooley to the free throw line, the 5'6 senior. Hooley on the night, 5 points, all coming in the second quarter. Free throw is off the mark, too strong. Stays a 10-point topper lead. Of all the scores for you tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports at 7:30 here on FM 106. Free throw banked in by Hooley. She has 6 points now, an 11-point lead for the Toppers. They've led by as many as 14. Corin Stewart on the left wing up to Aaron Seal. Aaron Seal, top of the key to Gracie Reels in the corner to Stewart. Corin drives baseline. Bounce pass across the baseline. Deflected out by Hooley. It'll stay with the Cavaliers. Both teams over the limit. So free throws on every foul the rest of the way. Stewart slaps the ball. Puts the Cavaliers into motion. Bad pass by Aaron Seal. Stolen by Lani Rupert. She works down the floor. Yes! Oh, she got around Jill Staten there. Rupert with seven. That was not your standard layup right there. Good contest by Staten. And Lani Rupert able to finish. That was not your standard freshman move either. 4:05 ball game. 48-35 Toppers. Reels, step back three, left it short, and the rebound down to Haley Major. Then Sarah Deneve runs right into Haley. Now she'll help her to the floor from her feet. And for Deneve, that's personal foul number four. Deneve was just trying to run up the floor and just ran right into Major, and the look on Sarah Deneve's face after she did it was that of, ah, dang it, I didn't mean to do that. She will sit with those four. Elise Baker back on the floor for the Cavaliers. 4:01 for the ball game. Major's free throw is good. 8 for Haley all here in the second half. She thought that one was off on the release. She said so, and then had a smile on her face when it was good. This to give Hillsboro their biggest lead of the night. Nope, that one's off the mark. No good. And the rebound down to Carthenville. A 14-point topper lead. 3:50 for the ball game. Corin Stewart on the baseline, kicked out of there by Claire Tester. And Darren Deneve wants a timeout. 3 minutes and 50 seconds for the ballgame. Hillsboro leading Carthenville 49-35. We're back to Hillsboro following these messages on WSMI. Out of the Carthenville timeout, Cavies have it on the baseline. They line everybody up along the baseline. Stewart gets it in to Baker. Back to Corin Stewart in the left corner. Drives baseline. Finds Staten. Jill can't get it to go, but she's fouled. They'll get Tester. Claire thought she was straight up there, and I think Jill Staten did a good job to kind of create that contact, lean into her ever so slightly, and got the foul call. She'll get free throws. Toss is good. Carnival making their foul shots here in the fourth quarter. They're 5 out of 5. 13 out of 19 for the game now. Second toss is good. Hit a lot of the iron and dropped down for Jill Staten. Here comes the full court pressure. A 12-point lead for the Toppers. And if Hillsborough takes care of the ball and makes foul shots, they'll be hard to catch here in the final 3.5. Reynolds going to be fouled. She traveled because she was fouled. Ninth team foul will send Emily Reynolds to the free throw line for the one and bonus. They will get Gracie Reels with her second personal. Reynolds on the night has 10 points. Still the only topper in double figures. It's balanced tonight for Hillsborough. Free throw short. Offensive rebound, Tester. And now it's picked up by Hooley. You know, balanced tonight, it'll be balanced this season for Hillsborough. Harston can't get it to go off the baseline. Tester with the offensive rebound. And she'll be to the free throw line. Of course, we all know the last several years it was Sammy Matouche to take care of the bulk of the scoring. She wound up very high on the state's all-time scoring list. That's not the case this year for Hillsborough. It'll be balance, balance, and balance for the Toppers here in this campaign. Free throw for Tester is no good. .320 for the game, a 12-point lead for Hillsborough. Free throw good. The only problem with a super balanced team, and it's not really a problem at all, but in crunch time when you have to take a shot to win the game, who's going to take it? And that can be the only issue sometimes when you've got a very balanced club. But that is a good problem to have, as they say. Oh, Staten threw it right to Harston. Up and down for the easy deuce. 10 points for Nakia, her first bucket in the second half. 52-37, biggest lead of the night for the Toppers. 2:50 to play. Staten on the baseline, rises up way too strong. Rebound, though, goes to Stewart. Found Baker, and she was fouled with 2:43 to play. 10th team foul. Hillsborough winds up with 10 team fouls in both halves here tonight. And we'll get Hooley with her fourth. 52-37, Hillsborough leading. Carlinville led 13-10 after one. Free throw is no good for Baker. Stays a 15-point Hillsborough lead. Second toss, no good. Too strong on both of them for Elise. And the rebound down to Emily Reynolds for Hillsborough. 2:35 in the ball game. Emily Reynolds being checked by Staten. Reynolds spins to the right elbow, lost the handle, gets it back, leaves it for Hooley. Shelby puts it on the floor. Now she will retreat beyond the three-point arc. Here's Reynolds at the foul line. Nice ball fake, got Staten in the air. Return pass to Hooley. Shelby to Reynolds. Down to Harston off the window. It's good. Oh, that was beautiful offense that time from the Toppers. They got Carlinville extended out beyond the free throw line, then slipped it down to Nakia. She has a dozen. Stewart for three, yes. Corin cans the triple, and she was fouled. And they're going to call it after the shot. So it'll be a three-point bucket for Stewart and a foul on the blockout. So baseline out of bounds for Carlinville. Potential, this could be a six-point trip. It's 54-39. Well, it won't be baseline out of bounds because Hillsborough's over the limit. So the Carlinville Cavaliers will get two free throws. And on a night when Hillsborough's committed so many fouls, I guess it's only fitting you get an odd one like that. Free throw for Stewart is no good. It's a 14-point game right now. Stewart missed the first foul shot. 2:04 to play. The lefty Stewart. Toss, no good. Missed them both, and the rebound down to the Toppers. They throw ahead, but no one's home, and Gracie Reels picks it up. Brett Teakin doesn't like that. 17th Topper turnover. Too many fouls, too many turnovers for Teak's liking here tonight. But they're winning the scoreboard battle, and that's the only one that matters. 105 seconds, Staten rises up. No good contest there from Emily Reynolds. Haley Major will take her time into the front court, walks it across the stripe. 93 seconds to play. Reynolds out front. Emily at the foul line. That pass is tipped by Stewart. Saved. Oh, but she's on the sideline. She threw it off of Hooley, but Corrin was on the sideline. It'll stay with the Toppers. Great hustle there from Corrin Stewart. Now a line change for the Cavaliers. We have Acacia Dyer checking in. Also checking in, Faith Odell. Lily Reels is into the ball game along with Haley Wills. Jill Staten stays on the floor. For the Toppers, you have Maddie Rupert, Vanessa Compton, Macy Blankenship, Emma Miller, and Maddie Rupert. Along with Lanny Rupert. 85 seconds to play. Foul on Carlin DeVille will send Maddie Rupert to the free throw line. Free throw is good for Rupert. Maddie's first point tonight. Toss, good. She calmly knocks down the pair. Eighth different Topper to score tonight. 56-40, biggest lead for Hillsborough. 80 seconds to play. Staten tries to lob it down to Wills, too tall, and it will stay with the Cavaliers. Lily Reels will throw it in for the Cavies. Into Acacia Davis, and Davis going to be called for the travel. The old up and down right there. She went to shoot the three. Compton with the contest forced Acacia Davis to pull it down, or Acacia Dyer, excuse me. 65 seconds for the ball game. Here's Compton to the left baseline, cut off. Leaves it off for Rupert. Maddie, left elbow. Yes, knock it down. Maddie Rupert, her first field goal. She has four, and all of a sudden an 18-point lead for Hillsborough. 48 seconds to play. Well, this game was a lot closer than 18 points most of the way. Hillsborough has done a good job to pull away. Carlinville couldn't make a perimeter shot after the first quarter. That ball's out of bounds off of Haley Wills. It'll belong to the Toppers with 38.8 to play. Here comes Vanessa Compton, the 5'6 junior. Leaves it off for Maddie Rupert. Boys basketball tomorrow night. Nokomis at Marquette as Compton fires and hits. Vanessa knocks it down, the ninth Topper to score. 20 seconds to play and a 20-point lead for Hillsborough. Staten lost it out of bounds on the baseline, and over it goes to Hillsborough. So Nokomis Marquette tomorrow night, 7:30, here on FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com. All the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30. Full slate of girls action tonight on this Thursday. Here is Lainey Rupert, and she's called for steps with 7/10 of a second to play. Goes down as the 18th turnover for the Toppers. Hillsborough back to 500 with the win for Carlinville, their second straight loss. They will fall to 4-2. 60-40, the Toppers beat the Cavaliers. We'll come back to wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Nine different Hilltoppers scored tonight as Hillsborough beats Carlinville 60-40. Carlinville led by three after one quarter, 13-10, and then the Toppers win the next three quarters, outscored Carlinville 16-5 in the second, 15-11 in the third, 19-11 in the fourth as they win it 60-40. Balance for Hillsborough. Told you nine different players scored. Nakia Harston led the way with a dozen. 10 for Emily Reynolds. 9 points for Claire Tester. 8 points for Haley Major. 7 points for Lainey Rupert. 6 points for Shelby Hooley. 4 points for Maddie Rupert. 2 points for Vanessa Compton. 2 points for Macy Blankenship. Hillsborough 14 of 20. At the free throw line, so many fouls here tonight. They were in foul trouble from the get-go. 10 fouls in the first half, 10 more fouls in the second half. They actually had to go to a zone at points in this game to try to combat the foul trouble. So with the win, Hillsborough improves to 3-3, and that is now 11 straight wins in the South Central Conference spanning the last three seasons. For Carthenville, their second straight loss, they dropped to 4-2. They were led tonight by Corin Stewart. She finished with 13. 7 points for Jill Staten. 8 points for Gracie Reels. 6 points for Sarah Deneve. And then 2 points apiece for Aaron Seal, Elise Baker, and Haley Wills. Carthenville was 14 of 24 from the free throw line tonight. They turned it over 16 times. So 1 year after Carthenville almost beat Hillsboro earlier in the year, the Toppers won by 1 point last year at Carthenville. They get a 20-point victory here tonight as Hillsboro wins it 60-40. Thanks to all the fine folks here at Hillsboro for their hospitality. They treat us so good every time we come into town. So Athletic Director Aaron Deneve, Andy Stritzel, all the staff here at Hillsboro, we thank them for their hospitality. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you hear on our broadcast throughout the year. Without them, we're not able to bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Hoops tomorrow night, boys action. It's a good one. Nokomis at Marquette, 7:30 here on FM 106, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. Thanks to the boss man, Brian Talley, for producing tonight's action here on WSMI FM 106. Your final one more time, Hillsboro beats Carthenville 60-40. I am Tim Mize, and we say so long from Toppertown.